You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, SiriusXM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app at Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
Coming up on Taking Stock, we'll take stock of Navistar International. The shares of Navistar International are up more than 42% after Volkswagen says that it's taken a nearly 17% stake in the builder of commercial trucks and vehicles. We'll find out what VW wants from this, and we'll also take a look at the truck industry, and they're going to be facing more reduced emissions regulations in the near future. But right now, let's go to Charlie Pellett in the Bloomberg Newsroom for Bloomberg Business Flash.
And thank you, Pimp Fox. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ all inching higher. Equities trading near records as traders pair bets on a September Fed hike to 24%. Service industries expanded in the U.S. in August at the weakest pace in 6 years. That is raising questions about the strength of the U.S. economy. And it adds to the case for the Federal Reserve to hold off on raising interest rates this month at a time when central banks in other developed economies are ready to boost stimulus. Ewan Cameron Watt is portfolio manager at BlackRock International. He was interviewed this morning on Bloomberg Television.
I mean, I think what we learned is that monetary policy or the expectation of monetary policy still matters. I mean, we've dealt with a number of crises in the last couple of months against a backdrop of expectations of the ECB extending, Bank of Japan extending, the BOE coming to the party. And the volatility has been exceptionally low over the summer period.
Federal Mogul Holdings has agreed to be acquired by billionaire investor Carl Icahn's investment company for $9.25 a share in cash. The maker of Champion spark plugs will be closely held by Icahn Enterprises, which already held almost 82% of the company. Volkswagen buying that stake in Navistar International to gain a foothold in the U.S. heavy truck market. Navistar surging on the news. It is up now by 41.9%. S&P 500 index up 3 to 2183, a gain of 0.2%. Dow Industrials up 29, a gain also of 0.2%. NASDAQ up 0.3%. Gold up 2%, rallying $26.90 the ounce to $13.50. West Texas Intermediate crude up 1%, $44.87 a barrel. And now let's look at the other stories making news.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Scarlett Fu. Hillary Clinton is once again calling on Donald Trump to release his tax returns. Clinton is holding a rally in Tampa, Florida at this hour to discuss national security. Trump campaigns in Virginia and North Carolina today. In the wake of another missile launch, President Obama is vowing to push for tighter sanctions for North Korea. However, the president said the U.S. is still open to talks.
If it is willing to recognize its international obligations and the importance of denuclearization in the Korean Peninsula, the opportunities for us to dialogue with them are there.
Mr. Obama made the comments after meeting with South Korea's president at the Summit of Southeast Asian Leaders in Laos today. It's shaping up to be a busy hurricane season. Hurricane Newton made landfall as a Category 1 storm in Mexico's Baja Peninsula. John Cangelosi with the National Hurricane Center says activity is slightly above normal for this time of year.
The Pacific normally is busier. So we've had 15 named storms in the Pacific, and we've had 8 named storms in the Atlantic.
Newton knocked down power lines and stranded tourists in their hotels. Former Fox News Channel anchor Gretchen Carlson has settled her sexual harassment lawsuit against Roger Ailes. It's a case that led to the downfall of Fox's chief executive. According to someone familiar with the settlement details, Carlson received $20 million. Newark schools are back in session today, but students still can't drink from the water fountains. Officials say the lead levels are still too high, but should be deemed safe by next month. For now, bottled water is being distributed. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Scarlett Fu. This is Bloomberg. Charlie?
And we thank you. And again, recapping, the Dow, the S&P, and NASDAQ all advancing. S&P 500 index up 3 to 2183, a gain there of 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pelletin. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Charlie Pelletin, thank you so very much. Shifting gears to gain traction in the U.S. heavy truck market. Elon Musk sending a letter to Tesla workers to say, hey, let's get more efficient and save some money, reduce cost in case someone wants to invest in us. We're going to put all these questions before Alan Baum now. He's principal at Baum and Associates, joining us from Autoland, West Bloomfield, Michigan. Alan, welcome.
Good afternoon, Kathleen.
So let's start with Volkswagen. It's going to buy a 16.6% stake in Navistar International, $256 million, part of a strategic alliance to get the struggling U.S. truck maker to enter the North American market. What do you think?
Well, I think it's getting a good deal because, as you say, it's struggling. And the other thing is that the Class 8 market, the largest trucks, is starting to turn downward. So for the next couple of 3 years, I think we're going to see, just like in the heavy-duty truck, in the main automotive market, a slight downturn. I expect a little bit of a sharper downturn because the ups and downs are a little stronger in that market. So what it does is it picks up international. It complements what it has in Europe, which is MAN and Scania. And the other thing about international is that although they have a relatively small part of the market in the U.S. in Class 8, they have two other things going on. One is they sell their engines to other truck manufacturers in Class 8, and they're stronger in the medium market, the Class 4 through 7.
Is there any possibility that VW will eventually make a bid for all of Navistar?
It's certainly possible. I don't know if they need to. As long as they can cooperate, spread technology in both directions, they're going to get what they need. They've had some trouble getting MAN and Scania to really be part of the VW empire, if you will. So I think they might be a little hesitant to go all in on international.
Well, it does seem like a big thing to take on, but we know, the VW truck and bus division hasn't been especially affected by the diesel emissions scandal. And obviously, I would think, despite any downturns ahead, they're investing for the long term. They see a market where they can get a foothold. And let's face it, I mean, VW, despite the scandal, is a large, well-known, powerful brand.
And the ironic thing is, I say international, Navistar, we're talking about the same thing, of course. Navistar has been behind the eight ball for their own problems with diesel emissions. They took a route independent of SCR, the newer technology, which patently failed. They said, okay, we're sorry. They put their tail between their legs, and now they're massively moving to the industry standard, which is SCR, which, of course, is what VW needs to be doing yesterday with respect to its mainstream automotive work.
Alan, can we turn your attention now to Tesla? I mean, Tesla, the shares are higher by about 2.25% today, down nearly 16% so far this year. Raising money. Is Tesla going to be able to continue to raise money from the public markets?
Well, obviously they need to. And so it's pretty clear that Elon is saying, let's give ourselves the best opportunity to raise money at the least cost. And obviously the share price is important. And it's also, if they go to the debt market, it's also important with respect to the interest rates. So what they're saying is, And this is no huge surprise. As we move forward the late this year and certainly into next year, between the Gigafactory and the development of production capacity and investment for the Model 3, they're going to be spending CapEx in huge buckets. And so obviously they're going to be losing money in large buckets as well. And so they're simply saying, Elon's saying, let's see if we can squeeze a third quarter that looks good in non-GAAP. That'll make it a little better for us as we raise all this money, and then we'll move forward from there.
So, Alan, could you imagine, could you just imagine, like, again, if they're going to spend all this money on R&D, they've again, obviously they've had this huge cash burn and the people who love them still love them. Where will they cut? Well, you know, they go to fly around and see clients less. I mean, you would imagine where's the fat they can cut, do you think?
Well, there's SG&A for them. Sales and general administrative is a huge issue because of the distribution costs that they have. Their incentives, they need to keep the money, the numbers flowing, I should say, in terms of sales. And so it's kind of difficult to cut that when you're trying to, and those are obviously huge expenses, when you're trying to reach production and sales numbers that are very significant because of the fact that the second half needs to be much stronger than the first half. I don't think that the small stuff is not what you're going to cut. It's some of the issues, like, for example, supercharger development may be pushed back a little bit. They obviously need to have more superchargers when the Model 3 is out, but maybe they have them next year instead of this year. The same with stores. They need to dramatically increase their store count again. They may not do that this quarter or perhaps even next, and holding off into next year.
Thank you very much. Alan Baum is the principal at Baum & Associates, joining us from West Bloomfield, Michigan. Shares of Tesla higher by $4 a share at $202. This is Bloomberg.
Another big deal coming up on Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio. Enbridge agreeing to purchase fellow pipeline owner Spectra Energy Corp for $28 billion in stock. Will the deal work? We'll find out.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox president Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.